sweetest friends. This shiur should be a schus lili nishmas Agon Rabbi David Feinstein Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was nifter recently, and so many amazing stories have been circulating about his anava and his tzidkus and his warmth and his down-to-earthness and his many wonderful midos, simplicity, asmada, godless in Torah, which is unfortunately often overlooked. So I thought the best way to redress that would be to learn some of his Torah. He was, you know, he had finished Rav Moshe, when already in Rav Moshe's lifetime, he had finished Shas 101 times. So that's going back to the 1980s, so I don't know how many times he did it since then, but he was definitely, he was on the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah, and the title of Gadol B'Torah befits him. So it's amazing that we're able to learn some of his Torah. So an article in the Am HaTorah Torah Journal, in the first volume, dedicated to the memory of his brother-in-law. Rav Moshe had a son-in-law who was a tzaddik yisod olam and a Talmud Chacham Gadol. His name was Rav Eliyahu Shisgal, and this Am HaTorah is in his memory, and he's a story in and of itself. Shisgal is mamish miuchad, very, very special. He was nifter at the age of 52, and only a few years ago his almana was nifteres, Rav Moshe's daughter. And so maybe a different time we'll talk about Shisgal, but this shiur is for his brother-in-law, the great Rav David Feinstein, again from the Am HaTorah Torah Journal, and he talks about Avraham Lamaisa Shaila. He asks, Yesh la'ayinim yesh madregos kedusha besvarim shelano hanitpasim. Ta'ayinim yesh kedusha b'chumish al nach uvenach al gemaris v'yeser Torah shebal peh. What's the din? Are there levels of kedusha on our printed svarim? Is there kedusha, like the Gemara says, that a chumash has more kedusha than a navi? But that's talking about a scroll. So we don't have a, we have an art scroll, but we don't have real scrolls. So do our chumashim, are they holier than our neviim, our nachs, neviim ksuvim? Are nachs holier than our Gemaras? V'nira shemasha anu mutarim lahatpis tar shibichsav. Af she'ein zederuch she'nitnu likasev. Umitam eis la'asos, why are you allowed b'chlal to print Torah shebichsav the way we do it? Because when you write, when the Torah was, when we have rishus to write Torah shebichsav, it's called Torah shebichsav, you're supposed to do it, as you see in the Gemara, on a scroll with proper ink. But the way we do it in a Beit HaTfus, in a printing press, that's not what the Torah meant. So the answer is eis la'asos, this is a time to act for Hashem. If we don't have printed svarim, so then what do we're lost. You know what I mean? Until we write it up with a scroll, it's going to be a long time. There'll be very few svarim. So this is mamish and eis la'asos tikazach. Parenthetically, Rav Moshe Sternbach wrote an akdama to one of the Moadim Uzmanim, mamish and mafil tikazach, that the lasid lavo Mashiach comes, we're going to have to put all of our libraries in Shemus. You're only allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh because of Eis La'asos, because there's a special decree, because otherwise, you know, we're not remembering, you know, walk around, ask the average guy how many Mishnayos he knows Baal Peh, how much Gemara he knows Baal Peh. Mila b'mila, it's not going to come out so well usually, right? So, since we need to write it down, so we have a heter to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. But when Mashiach comes, there's no more Eis La'asos L'Hashem, so we're going to put our libraries in. I hope that Chiddush is not true, because I'm just very comfortable with my printed Svarim, but we'll see when Mashiach comes. If it's true, it's true. Im ken yesh lachkor, says Reb David, im yesh al zed shem ksiva. Dame olam haysa ksiva mamoshis, rak she'aster lichtov binyin zeh mishum kpeitas ashuri sefer v'dio. Im ken achshav shemutar lichtov mitzad eis lasos nikra ksiva, v'yesh lam kedushas madregas chumash v'nach. So what's the geder? He starts with very lumdisha chakira. What's the geder of our printed svarim? Do they have the geder of Torah shebichsav, of ksiva? On one hand, maybe, because of Eis La'asos, we're allowed to write it down. And therefore, a chumash taka has more kedusha than a navi. And it's interesting that, you know, I'm in my 50th year of life. I've thought a lot about Kedusha Svar, but I never thought of this specific Chakira or seen it. So Hodu Lashem that we're able to learn this today. It's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. The people eat Hodu is turkey. So also means thank you. So the what's the din of our Ksivas? In other words, why should a Chumash be holier than a Navi? Chumash is holier than a Navi in the Gemara because the Chumash has Kedushas Chumash. And a Navi has Kedushas Navi. So the Chumash is the higher level of Kedusha. But maybe when we have a printed Svarim, it doesn't work out that way. It's not done by Ashurius in the proper Hebrew font, and not in the proper parchment, and not with the proper ink. So therefore it's called Baal Peh. Our Svarim are called Torah Shebaal Peh. And it's mutter to have these Torah Shebaal Peh because of Eislasus Lashem. It doesn't have a din of ksiva. It's not proper ksiva. It's like doing it Baal Peh, but Eislasus Lashem, but it's not like it's written down. Or maybe no. Maybe our Chumashim have Kedushas Chumash and our Neviim have Kedushas Navi. And you can, when you make a pile of Svarim, that's one of my fetishes that I walk around fixing Svarim, these medrash that always bothers me. See a Gemara on top of a Siddur, Mapitom. Siddur also has Shem Hashem, a Gemara doesn't have Shem Hashem. A Siddur has Psukim, a Gemara also has Psukim, but where I see a Siddur on top, or I see a Gemara on top of a Chumash. So I'm fixing them, but the Shaila is maybe not. Maybe our Chumashim don't have a Kedushas Chumash. V'nei b'toses Shabbos daf kuf tes vav amin alef divar maschel nitin lomar rav poras. Shim lo nitin li kosev kon shlo b'sefer b'diyo az lo nitin likros behem yishum d'yeh zeh ba'al peh. Zeh yeh ba'al peh. There the Gemara says, al kisvei HaKodesh haksuvim targum o b'chol loshon, are you allowed to save them on Shabbos b'nei adleka? So this is because the shaila is, are you allowed to read from them? Are you allowed to read from translated materials? And if you hold that it's usser, then maybe you shouldn't save them on Shabbos. And Rashi explains there, that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds that Torah and Neviim and Ksuvim are now allowed to be written in every language except for Yevanis. So maybe since it's usher to write translations, so the din is that maybe you're not allowed to save them on Shabbos from a fire. You let them be burned. So on that, Rabbeinu Paras says, "Da'inu taima came to the lichta of asur likra likras ben mishum dvar shulsa asur lomer baal peh." The reason that you're not allowed to read them is because you're not allowed to write them, because since kisvei hakodesh were given in lashon hakodesh, and you're not allowed to write them in another language. If you were over and you wrote them down in another language, you're not allowed to read it, because the kriya is considered baal peh. And Dvarim Shenitnu B'Chsav, what's given written, is not allowed to be said orally. So even if you write it down, but this writing down can have a gather of Torah Shebaal Peh. So it's not considered B'chal Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore the Shai lives, if it's not Kisvei HaKodesh, are you allowed to write it down? Are you allowed to, save it on Shabbos from a fire? So you have a raya from here that if it's written shalokadin ksiva, it's called alpeh, and then there's no maila of a chumash on a gemara, because the chumash is alpeh and the gemara is alpeh. They both have a din of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's if it's nichtav shelo gedin ksiva. But again, back then it was aser. Today it's mutter mitame zlasus. It's mutter because, you know, we have a special time to act for Hashem, so we're allowed to write it down. But me'ikar adin, you're not allowed to write it down. So maybe a chumash doesn't have kedushas chumash. And b'chal, today with a printing press, and this we should have another shiurim about this, with a printing press and things like that, is that b'chal? Is it holy? We're so used to Seamus. By the way, there's a beautiful story about Rav David. They were going to have some night, they were going to want tzchuyos for Eretz Yisrael, and they were going to print up, I think tefillah, you know, pages of tefillah. And Rav David was very upset. He says, this chus for Eretz Yisrael, and now you're going to put Shem Hashem in Seamus? You're going to use it one time and put it in Seamus? So that really intrigued me. I never thought of that before. That's time to make Seamus. We're all used to it. We go to Shir, and the teacher, the Rebbe, the Rabbi, the Rav, he gives out papers with the Mayor Makomos, and then you put them in Seamus afterwards, and our Seamus, you know, containers are filled with trillions of pages, and every Shabbos and Shul, they have 100 Parsha sheets, and piles of them, and then in Motzi Shabbos, they go into Seamus. So, Rav David held it's not good. And now, not that you shouldn't print Parsha sheets, but he held that it's not a schus, that you use it for one time, and then you're already going to put Shem Hashem and put it in the ground like that. He said, Zalotov. So I looked up, I saw a tshuva from Rav Axelrod, who was a dayan in Haifa. He also says, he writes a tshuva about Seamus, and he says also, for chad pami, it's not good. It's not good to use it one time and then put it in Seamus. So it should be avoided. Kopanim, back to what we're talking about here. So since it's written, shalok din ksiva, maybe takar chumashim don't have a din chumash. And therefore you're allowed to put a gemara on a chumash. Because our chumashim don't have din chumash because they're not written kedin. Aval baruch haim simin memtes ben yilam amutr lomer bal peh is a dvarim shichsav mashim medabrim bal peh mamish v'lo mito chumash or sitter. So in aruch haim in memtes talking about why it's mutter to say bal peh certain things, the mashmos there is that you're saying it mamish bal peh and not reading it from a chumash. So reading it from a chumash is not considered bal peh. Because things that you're not allowed to say Baal Peh, it's Pashit, you don't have to take a Sefer Torah, right? Certain things, it's Varan Shabbat Chsav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. So, you know, the question is when this applies. But in theory, when it does apply, that you're not allowed to say the Pesukim Baal Peh, so you don't have to take a Sefer Torah Mamish and read, as long as you're reading even from printed material, it's fine. And it says, Varam Hashkurim, people that things that everybody knows, Shema Yisrael, things like that, you're allowed to say them Baal Peh. But they became shkurim because of a klaf. No. But you see from here that all types of ksiva are called ksiva, and therefore people are reading it from what's written down, not kiddin. V'ayein b'magen Avram b'simet shin la'amadalat os yudches shemaz bir amayso v'am mordechi shemegil adafkim nechtev akilch samatzil medleik b'shabiz. So the mordechi brings down the Morgan Avram brings down the mordechi who holds that a megillah was, if it's written kihilchasa, only if it's written kilchasa, like it's supposed to be, you're allowed to save it from a delay on Shabbos. Umakshisham, you're allowed to save it from fire on Shabbos. He asks over there, Balo achshav nitnali kasev, af b'niyar mishum eis lasus lomein matzilin. He says, but now, because of eis lasus, you're allowed to write the Megillah even on regular paper, not on parchment, so why aren't you allowed to save it? Umetareitz, answers the Magen Avram, shein achinami, ela im achshav nichtava shalo b'dio rak b'sam b'sikra shezen nikra. So the Magen Avraham says a big chiddush. He says, "Ein achinami. Ein achinami. You're allowed to write it mishum eis lasos, but the nafkamina is if now it's written without regular ink, it's written with ink that is not kosher for ksivas hamagillah." There's no eis lasos on the ink, because you can still write it with kosher ink. That's shaloka heter, that's not according to the permission. And of eis lasos, so if this is a time to act for Hashem, because it's necessary to write down the Megillah, and therefore you're not allowed to read from it, and that's why you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. And the kashya Magen Avraham is, l'may nafkamina. Is it more kosher on a niyar than with kosher ink than non-valid ink? Once you're already writing it on paper, what does it matter what type of ink there is? You're not; it doesn't have the status of a regular Megillah anyway. Avalatam, shekoma shemutar mushum eis lasos nikra ksiva imken yoser kodesh niyar medioh niyar besikra. But if we say that if it's mutar mushum eis lasos, that is a din ksiva. So once it has a din ksiva, so make it as much kedin ksiva as possible. When's it going to have a din of ksiva on the niyar? So yes, you're allowed to write it on niyar because of eis lasos. You're allowed to use regular paper, not parchment. But only if it's written with proper ink. And that's how the Magen Avraham holds. So therefore, from here we have a principle that what's mutter, the moment you say that it's mutter mishum eis lasos, so it has a higher status. So the Mordechai's chiddush is that it's mishum eis lasos, you're only allowed to write it with the proper ink. Seder, but once it's mutter mishum eis lasos, it has the status of that sefer. So a Megillah, once it's permitted mishum eis lasos, so today that we have a printing press, and it's mutter mishum eis lasos to print Svarim, so they have the status of that sefer. A Chumash kechumish, a Navi kenavi, and each one, like the Gemara in Megillah, and towards the end of Maseches Megillah, that it talks about the level of Kedusha Svarim. So each sefer, Lefi Kedusha Asson, Taka Chumash has more Kedusha than Anach, and Anach has more Kedusha than Gemara. However, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Epstein, in Yoredeya and Simin Reish Pe Gimel, Sivav, and Aruch HaShulchan, he writes that Kulam Kedusha Asson Shava, Umutra Lenech Gemara Al Chumash, because they're all given, they're all equal Kedusha. You're allowed to put a Gemara on a Chumash. So this saves me. I can walk around a base medrash and not have to fix piles of Sfarim. Because they all have a din of Eis Lasos. But what are you going to do with the Raman, Reish Pei Beis Beis, that there are those who are machmir to stand in front of our Chumashim? And the Beis Yosef brings Lashon Shuvas HaRashba, that because our Chumashim are supposed to be written down, Mestame because of Eis Lasos. So we see here that does have Kedushas Chumash. What is the Aruch HaShulchan going to do with that? So Latina, you don't stand up in front of a Chumash. Because Pukhazi says the Beis Yosef, go out and see, people don't stand. But the Rashba holds you do stand, because he holds that our Chumash has Kedushas Chumash. So, you see from this, Akasha Neruch HaShulchan, and Lechori, you should be more Machmir in our Chumashim. They do have Kedushas Chumash. Here, Reb David adds a huge chiddush. V'nir li lahosif sheyesh kedusha lenach al chumash benitpasim. If you're in nitpasim, if you're in those books that are printed, a nach has more kedusha than a chumash. How can that be? How can you say such a thing? Why? Because the Magen Avraham in Reish Pei Dalet explains why we read Daf Torah from a printed navi, and we're not makbid on klaf, even though today klaf is becoming more and more popular, and a lot of the more for frumta shuls, they're very makbid, they raise money, we're getting a, I'm not saying it's bad, it's gabaldic, they're writing on a klaf, a navi on a klaf. So I always prefer being in a shul when they're reading from the navi on the klaf. But the Magen Avraham explains why do we daf Torah from a printed navi, and we're not makbid on klaf, and a lot of very fine shuls, they're not makbid on writing on parchment, to write on parchment. So there's no Eitz Lasos. You can write a nach for the tzibur. It's for one. It's for the whole community. Just write one nach. So others for mele slasas. You have to do it. There's no other way for people to learn. But then write one nach for the whole tzibur. So he says because in navi and nitpas as kedushas navi mamish. There's no psul of niar b'navi. Doesn't need kalila. So you hear this. Your heritage, as they say in Portuguese, a printed navi has the din of a navi. It has Kedushas Navi. Like it would be as if it were on Klaf. It has Kedushas Navi Mamish. But a Sefer Torah needs a Klaf. So a Navi written, printed in a Sefer is holier than a Chumash printed in a Sefer. Because a Chumash printed in a Sefer, that doesn't have the same status as a Sefer Torah. But Daishela. So that goes doesn't have the status of Sifter, but a Navi has the status of a Navi of a Klaf. So if you would have a Navi on a Klaf and a Chumash, printed Chumash, So Mistama the Navi on the Klaf would go above the Chumash, because that has Kedushas Navi Mamish, and the Chumash is not as holy as a regular Chumash. So in all likelihood, the Navi is holier. That's written Kedin, that Chumash isn't. And the same would apply, according to Smagan Avram, to a Navi that's printed. A Navi that's printed also says Din of Navi on Klaf. And Memela, it's holier than Chumash that's printed. So the Maskana, according to this Shtikl Torah, our Sfarim do maintain their... It has, our Chumashim do have Kedusha, not Kedushas, Sefer Torah Mamish, but they still maintain their higher levels of Kedusha. But, so therefore make sure to keep your Chumash on top of your Gemara and your Navi on top of Gemara. But when it comes to Navi versus Chumash, put your Navi on top of your Chumash if you're putting them in a pile, because Navi has... Printed Navi has more Kedusha than a printed Chumash, because a printed Navi has a din of Navi on parchment, whereas a printed Chumash doesn't. So it's a sham. This Torah was so gevaldic. I hope that in the future we're able to learn more of Rav David's Torah, and also more of this topic, a very, very interesting topic of Kedusha Sfarim. I love it. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.